Test sign, Tavis, 3rd of January, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman. Hilchas Krishma.
How are you?
Okay, the title is Hilchos Kriyas Shema, so I'll discuss some halachos, Kriyas Shema related halachos. We read Shema at least twice every day. So I'll begin with an interesting subject, and we'll see if we have time and move on to other things. We'll begin at the beginning. What are the first words of Shema? So the first word of Shema is Shema. Some people start with Kel Melech Ne'eman. So I'll begin with starting with the Kel Melech Ne'eman. Kemal Chanamon, if you learn the Mishnayos, first two Prokhom Brochus about Kriya Shema, you learn the Gemaras, you won't find any mention of this Kael Melech Ne'eman. Just in case, perhaps some people don't have the minute to say it, so, but imagine one still knows that some people begin Shema every time with the words Kael Melech Ne'eman and then Shema Yisrael. Well, that's right, more commonly it's only when you're davening by yourself, yeah. So that's what we'll. Huh? Biyachid, yeah, sorry, I should say that, right. So how does it all begin? Who put this in? Where does it begin? If you look at the Shloi Shemud Eroh, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, also there won't be any mention of this Kiyam Melech Ne'eman. And although it's mentioned before, practically one would bump into it first, learning the Torah. Yeah. So the Torah says that Yesh Noegin, the others have a minute to begin Shema with Kiyam Melech Ne'eman. And then there's another minute to say Omein Kiyam Melech Ne'eman. Yeah, that's what the Torah says. And they give the reason they say is because Shema has Ramach Tevos has 248 words, which are supposed to correspond to the limbs of a person. And practically, there's four missing. Now I know some people are thinking there's three missing, so we'll get to that in a second. But the Torah writes El Shachosa Arba, there's four missing, and therefore they put in the words Omei Keil Melech Ne'eman in order to make up for the four words. That's what he's suggesting. Beginning, Omein Kiyam Melech Ne'eman, Shema Yisrael. That's what the Torah says, there was such a bit.
It's Biyachidus.
He doesn't say that, no. He's not discussing Biyachidus. We'll get to how we do it. In other words, the truth is, it's also a different Minhagim. But I'm going to just go in order. When you open the Torah, Yesh Noegin, there are those that have the Minhag, to always say, Omein Kiyam Melech Ne'eman, Biyachidus and B'tzibur. Yeah. You say, what's the Omein if you're Biyachidus? That's right. Seems like a strange Minhag. So then the Torah goes on and brings the Rameh. One of the important Rishonim in the time of the Rambam. So, Rameh Heshevazeh B'tshuva, he answers in the Tshuva, and he says like this. If you're davening by yourself, then for sure you can't say Omri. What's Omri? Omri on nothing, yeah? Even if you're davening, if you say Omri, it's as if you're saying Omri on Havoich Ba'amiswal B'Av, on the Brocha that you finished. He says, if you say Omen in your own brachos, it's like an Amore. It's a Gemara in Shlosh Ochlu. Our Gersh of the Gemara is a Braisa, Harizah Meguna. If you say Omen in your own brachos, it's considered Meguna. But in the Rishalmi, he says Harizah Bur. So that's the way he quotes it. If you say Omen in your brachos, so that's no good. If you're done with a minion and you finish together with the Chazan, also you can't say Omen. Because you can't say Omen in your own brachos. If you're davening with a minyan and you finish before the chazan, then you can say omei. Now let me point out that's also not so poshut. That's right, because there are rishonim that hold that it's a hefsek to say omei between haboich ma'amisol bi'avo and kriya shema. So there are rishonim that hold that even if you're davening with a minyan and you finish the bracha and then the chazan finishes baruch Hashem haboich ma'amisol bi'avo, you should not say Amen, because it's a hefsek. And as a shem, if we have time, maybe we'll move on to a little bit of those halachas, the halachas of a hefsek. But that the Rameh says over here, that's okay, that makes sense. To say Amen on the Chazan's bracha makes sense. But otherwise, what's the Amen? And then when it comes to Kiyam Melech Ne'eman, he says that's three tainas, he says I have. Yeah. There's three issues here. One issue is that you make a hesek between the bracha and Kriya Shema. And although you're allowed, although for certain, for good reasons, you're allowed to make a hesek, right? There's a first Mishnah and the second page of bracha, so Kriya is that masikin, you're allowed to make certain hesek in Kriya Shema. We pass him that Bein HaProkim, between chapters, so between both Amisol B'Av and Shema, you'd be able to answer somebody Aleichem Shalom, if they said to Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, Shalom Pnei HaKovah, the Meishu Shalom L'Chalodom. If a Mechubadik person, a spectral person comes by, you'll have to say Shalom Aleichem between the chapters, and Meishu Shalom L'Chalodom. Anybody says to you Shalom Aleichem, you'll have to answer Aleichem Shalom. That's the Mishnah in, the first Mishnah in Brachas. Our minig is not like that, I've never seen anybody doing that, so that we'll discuss. I mean, in a nutshell, we'll see if we... The Sefer Chinuch says that nowadays people are not so, and it's brought in Poiske, brought in Mogen Avraham, I think, that nowadays people are not so makpit. So Mela, you don't say Shalom Aleichem in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema. That's why you've never noticed somebody, hopefully, saying Shalom Aleichem in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema, because it's changed a little bit. But in principle, there's some things that you're allowed to make a hesek, but not for nothing. So you can't just throw in a Kiyam Melech Ne'emon. How can you throw these words in? And then he says another problem. It's a name of Hashem. Since when can you just make... Since when can you just say the name of Hashem? Remember, he's coming from the backdrop, but he doesn't know where all this comes from. Yeah, who put in this Kiyam Melech Ne'emon to fit Ramach Oisius, Ramach Tevus, to fit the words, Kenei the limbs, who said all of this? And then he says, we have the Losh of V'hai Tevus, Lo Yaakov Amro, V'loi Bonov, V'loi Moshe Amro, V'im Ken, and Anheichem Rinlo. He says, Moshe doesn't say it, and Yaakov doesn't say it, and his sons don't say it. What is he referring to? So he's referring to a story in the Gemara in Machom Shenogu, in the fourth parak of Sochim. It's also mentioned in the Rosh in Hoyakir, which discusses Kriya Shema. It's actually last week's parasha. Maybe it would be. The pasuk says, Yaakov says to his sons, yomim, gather together, and I'll tell you what will happen at the end of days. And then he goes on, Ruvim Chariata, to bench his sons. So we all know the Gemara, and it's from Rashi, that because Yaakov, legalos esakate, Yaakov was planning to tell his children when Mashiach is going to come. And Nistalkim men Shechina, and then the Shechina went away from him because Hashem didn't want him to tell his children when the Shechina is going to come. Which is interesting, it's last week's parasha, so a bit familiar. The Kliyokar over there explains, he says, in Golos we're supposed to feel like in Golos, we're not supposed to feel we're here for permanently. He says, even now when we don't know when the Kates is, people build houses of stone as if they're here permanently. Can you imagine if people knew that the Kates wasn't coming for a certain amount of time, how they would get settled in Golos? The kids, so the Avish didn't want that he should be regarded the Kates. So in Nistalkim amen Shechina, so the Shechina went away from him. And Yaakov was worried, why is the Shechina suddenly left me? And he says, Shema Yesh Mitosi Posel, maybe one of my children isn't a tzaddik. He says, I have a Zayd Avraham Avinu, who had a son Yishmael, and I had a father Yitzchok, who had a son Esau. Maybe I also have a rotten apple. Maybe I also have a son who's not a tzaddik. So the Shvatim turned to him and said, Shema Yisrael, listen, father Yisrael, listen, Yaakov, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Shein B'libcha El Echad, Kach Eim B'libeinu El Echad, just as you, in your heart, only Echad, one Eibishter, so we're in the same boat. Yeah, so Yaakov answered, Baruch Hashem, Kuei Mechus Eloinu Voed. Yeah, Baruch Hashem is pleased that all his children were tzaddikim. But kids, it says the Gemara, we're not sure, should we put in Baruch Hashem? Or shouldn't we, when we say Shema, should we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Kuei Mechus Eloinu Voed, go straight to Vahavto, because that's how Moshe writes in the Torah. Or should we do like happened by Yaakov and his children? That the children said Shema Yisrael, and he answered Baruch Shem. So we're not sure what to do. Skinu she'im meis v'chashoi. So therefore, the mitaka that we should say Baruch Shem and Shema, but quietly. And the Gemara goes on with the Moshul, but it's an interesting Gemara. But either way, that is Baruch Shem. So it's a whole big deal whether we could put in the Baruch Shem or we shouldn't put in the Baruch Shem. Why? Because it's not in the Torah. Okay, but Yaakov said it. So, over here, this Kiyam Melech Ne'emon, who made it up, says the Rameh. Who, not Yaakov, and not Moshe. And then he goes on to say afterwards, it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara. So, Elam Chaveret, the Haimin Hoga Lesle Eka. This minig is no good. It's not a good minig. Uman diyochel esuluki, shalei de machloikas, elam chaburish das echas lekulom, shapidomi. If you can get rid of the minig, if you can cause this in your shul, they stop this minig of saying Kiyam Melech Ne'emon without making machloikas, then you should do so. That's what the Rameh says. And if you can't stop them, because it's going to make machloikas, so then at least yourself don't say it. That's where the Torah ends. Yeah. So the Torah began with a minhag to say Kemelch and Ammon. And he's not differentiating between Yechidus, Tzibur. He says that Ramah doesn't like this minhag, again, for three reasons. One is it's Hashem's name for in vain. The second one is it's a hefsek. And thirdly, who made it up? Right? That's the. Yeah. Comes the Beis Yosef, and he first of all brings a little bit of background. There are other Rishonim that discuss it. You have some of the Rishonim Ashkenaz that say it. He brings the Rukeach, and the Ogur, and the Manig, different Rishonim that say the Marik. And then he says, and the Goss, on the other hand, you have the Goss Maimonides, who says not to say it. So he brings a little bit of a Machloikas in some of the Rishonim Ashkenaz. And then he says, but a Maisa, you should know this is a Minakodu. Because there's a Zoyar. And he brings three Zoyars that discuss the Ramach, the 248 words of Kriya Shema. And I have to make up, right? So in other words, remember the Zoyar they didn't have, not the Rishonim didn't have the Zoyar, it was only discovered later. But, so perhaps the Rameh, I'm not sure, perhaps at this time they hadn't discovered the Zoyar, it's about that time that they discovered the Zoyar. And the Zoyar says, I found the Zoyar. One Zoyar, he says that they used to say Kel Melech Nebon, and then they moved it to Hashem L'Keich Ebebes. So, the Lashon HaZoyar is Dinu Ramach Im Kel Melech Nebon. The Kriyat Shema makes 248 with Kel Melech Nebon. V'kindrei Avdin Asoka Tkinu Lachzora Shlicha Tzibur Hashem L'Keich Ebebes. In order that it shouldn't be a hefsek between Avrech B'Mesor B'Avo and Kriyat Shema, so they decided to change it. And make at the end of Kriya Shema, the Chazan says Hashem Lekechem Emes, and therefore that will make up for the 248 words. So what people here seem to be familiar with is that if you're davening with Yechidus, you say Kemelch Nemon, and if you're davening with a minion, so then you don't say Kemelch Nemon, the 248 words you make up by hearing the Chazan repeat the words Hashem Lekechem Emes. That is a Zoyar that says so, and then that becomes the Ramah. That's the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, he brings another Zohar, which is Ma'irich, which is a fascinating story, like the Zohar sometimes is. He really calls it, the Rabbi Shimon says, Medrash Anelim, the hidden Medrash versus the Zohar. That Rabbi Huda Darshan of the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Mishnah, Rifus Tehila Sharecho, which means the Torah is like a refuah. So it says in the Zohar that the Torah is a refuah to the Guf, and that Tzomois, and Elim Hazan, and Elim Havo, and the Kriyashba has 248 words, to Keneged, corresponding to the 248 limbs of a person. And if you read Kriya Shema properly, each limb of the person takes a word, and cures itself of it. So each word of Kriya Shema, if you read it properly, probably means to say the words properly. It's another interesting, learning Hilchos Kriya Shema, it's an interesting thing. It's like Kriya Shema. If you read one word not correctly, in a way that it changes the meaning, you're not Yoitza. Yeah, you're not Yoitza, right? I mean, I, before learning Hilchos Kriya Shema, I always knew that the Mishnah says there's a thing that you have to be medaktik by Yisrael. You have to be careful when you pronounce the word. We're all familiar, Al Lavovcho, Esev Besodcho. It means different examples, where the Gemara says, as a Rishonim had, you have to be medaktik. You have to be very careful when you read the words. But we pass at the Korav and Loidikdik by Yisrael. If you read and you were not medaktik, so then You're still Yotzer. However, that doesn't mean if you read a word wrongly. If you read a word wrongly in a way that changes the meaning, then you're back and not Yotzer. It's an interesting thing. It's one word, it's a frightening thought. You have to read it carefully. But Kitzur says the Zohar, if you read each word properly, so then each word is a refuah. So the Zohar goes on with the story. Hochi, while they were discussing this in the Beis HaMedrash, Motahu Yanuka, the Yanuka came. The Zohar sometimes talks about Yanuka, a child who knew all sorts of secrets of the Torah, I think, from Hamnuna's son. And he was tired from the journey. He sat down and he said, "Let's see what you're saying." So they told him. So he said, "But Kriya Shema only has 245 words." So they told him to sit down, and he asked him, "Did you hear anything?" So he says, "Yes." So you have to make it up with the words Hashem Melekechem Emes. Yes, that's the second Zoyar, and then he brings a third Zoyar. The Kitzas, the Beis Yosef, finishes off the Sidyun that since we have a Zoyar. So Mamela, we can rely on the Zohar, and not the Kemelech Nemon, but the Zohar seems to say that it changes the Hashem Lekechem Emes, so we'll do Hashem Lekechem Emes. Let me point out that all the kashas that the Rebbe asks on Kemelech Nemon, you have the same questions on Hashem Lekechem Emes. Who is the who did this? Yeah, it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara, it's not. it's Hashem's name, and it's a hefsek. It's a hefsek between Kriya Shema and the bracha after Kriya Shema. So the same questions that we have in Kabbalah, we can ask also in Shema King Memes. But either way, that's the Zohar. We now know the Mokker, it's a Zohar that talks about. So Bameila, that's the Zohar then says, if you're not loving with a minion, again, we know if we're not loving with a minion, we do Kabbalah Nehemon. That's the Ramah. To that in a second, but the Zohar says that if you're not done with a minion, first one says that it's ma'uvas lo'yich liskoin, it's a crooked thing that cannot be fixed, it's a mechsor lo'yich limonis. And there's a pasuk that says that some things that you lose out, you lost, you can't get it back. The Gemara says that about tefillah, if you miss a tefillah and b'mezid, then you can't make up for it, you can't tashlumin. Yeah, so the Zohar says this: if you daven Kriya Shema, if you say Kriya Shema, I'm sorry, without a minion, if you read Kriya Shema without a minion, so Mela, you can't make up for the extra three words. What should you do nevertheless? So he says, you should have kavona by the 15 vavs. And I'm going to go through this, and you might think this is not Lebaisa, but I think this is Lebaisa, and I'll explain why. I think this is a din Lebaisa that people perhaps don't know. The Zohar says if you're not loving the minion, so you don't have a shemelkech amemetz, so you should have kavona by the 15 volts. What's the 15 volts? The 15 volts in emes v'yatziv. Emes v'yatziv. So there's v'yatziv and nochem, mekayim, v'yoshem, and emon. I won't say all 15, but there's 15 expressions there of endorsing what we say in Kriya Shema. And each expression has a vav. So there's 15 volts, and the Zohar says these 15 volts make up for the three words that are missing. You have kavona by the 15 volts to make up the three words that are missing. The Zohar doesn't explain how it makes up. So you have the pshat of the Beis Yosef, and you have the pshat of the Ramah. Both interesting. The Beis Yosef says that 15 times vav, 15 times 6, is gematria 90. And 90 is 3 times Hashem's name, because Yud Kevavke is 26, plus the 4 letters is 30, so the name of Hashem is 30, and 3 times Hashem's name is 90. So Mele, if you have Kavodah and 15 Vavs, it makes up for 3 times Hashem's name, which makes up for the 3 words that are missing. That's what the Zohar says. The Tagum Moshe says, V'lini, are we really lost? V'lini Atam, Atam the test of Vovin, but in your Yisrael noise, yeah? The Dakar Moshe is the Ramah and the bottom of the Torah. He says, I have a nicer pshat. A nicer pshat for what the 15 Vovs are. The Zohar doesn't explain. It just says you have Kavonah by V'yatzer and Ochrin, by the Vovs, then it makes up for the three words. It doesn't explain how. So the Ramah says that 15 times Vov is 90. And then you're also reading it. There's the Kriya, there's the reading, so that's a 91. So first of all, that's Omin. Omin is 91. I guess the Omin is like the Kilmeth Lem, or maybe. The chart is different. So 91 is Omin. And also 91 is Yudke Vavke and Adonai. In other words, the name of Hashem, the way it's written and the way it's said out. It's written Yudke Vavke, which is 26. And you say it out as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. So that makes, again, 91. So 91 is Omein, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Adnai. So Mela, that's the three names of, which is similar to Hashem Lekechem Emes. So that is how you make up for the three words. Why am I saying it's practical? We don't do this. Lemaisa, the Ramah goes with an Alocha, that if you're not with a minion, and you don't have Hashem Lekechem Emes, then we'll go back to the minug of Kel Melech Nehemoth. Right, which is interesting, but that's what the Ramah goes to, the meaning of Kel Melech Nehemon. So why is it important to know this halacha? Because it could happen that perhaps you forgot to say Kel Melech Nehemon, if you daven every day with a minion, and one day you're not. So it can happen you didn't say Kel Melech Nehemon, or maybe you daven with a minion, and you didn't hear the chazan say Hashem Lekech Memes. Yeah, if you daven with a minion, you didn't say Kel Melech Nehemon. So some people don't have the minion to say Kel Melech Nehemon. So they're listening to the chazan say Hashem Lekech Memes. And he didn't hear the chazan. Sometimes the chazan does it quietly. He's supposed to do it loud. He didn't do it loud. He's supposed to call wrong. The loud voice. He didn't do it loud. So it was quiet. So what do you do? You're stuck. You don't have the three things. So l'choira, there's no reason not to have this kavanah. Even with this kavanah, the reason why we still say kemach lemon is the Zohar says, even if you have the kavanah in the 15 volts, still, it's not. It's still chsor noyach lemonis. You're still not really making up for Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You're not really making up for it. However, You're not really making up. So it's not ideal. So that's why the Ramah says, better let's fix it with the Kel Melech Ne'amon. That's what the Ramah says. But if Beis HaSibur, you didn't, because it's a double minion, you expected the Chazan to say Hashem L'Kechem Emes. You didn't hear him. Or any other technical thing for some reason. So Mela, you have to mashlim him with the 15 Vops. Yeah. Beseder. There's a little bit of the background of this Kel Melech Ne'amon. I'll move on to a bit, some of the... Yeah.
Sfardim say, Hashem L'Kechem, Ani Hashem L'Kechem Emes. And then the Shkech Tzibur repeats Hashem L'Kechem Emes.
And how's it done, how does Ashkenazim do it?
What?
That seems to be the Min of the Ramon says it, but go on. What's the other way of doing it? The Chazan does, I think you should, I think, okay, I don't know, it could be the different argument. That's what I do as well, yeah? That's, repeat the three words. The Pashtun is the Chazan repeats the three words.
The Seyd Laud, yeah.
The Sfaradim, the whole Kehillim, he says together with the Chazan. Sorry. But the Pashtun Minig is the Chazan. I'll just point out, by the way, if you count Emes twice, it's 249 words. Right? There's 248 words to Kriyashma. Kriyashma finishes with the word Ani Hashem L'Kechem. That's where Kriyashma finishes. Yeah? And then the next, as we all know from the Torah, the next parasha begins Emes V'yatzev Enochoid, yeah? Nevertheless, we're used to Hashem L'Kechem Emes because the Gemara says you have to put Emes next to Hashem L'Kechem. Why? Because there's a pasuk Hashem L'Kechem Emes. There's a pasuk that says Hashem L'Kechem Emes. So maybe the Emes isn't just going like the Yatzim Enochim, which is going on the entirety of Kriyashma. Emes is going as a description of Hashem L'Kechem. So maybe you have to be Mitzara of Hashem L'Kechem to Emes. But Emes is not one of the words of Kriyashma. And when we say that Kriyashma is 245 words, it's not with Emes, it's without Emes. Right? So then, when we make up for it though, we put Hashem L'Kechem Emes, suddenly we are including Emes. So then there's different ways, there's different shits exactly how to do it. Some say to do Ani Hashem L'Kechem twice. Yeah. In fact, the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Siddur is when you daven Yechidus not to do Kel Melech Ne'amon, rather to go over at the end, but not to go over Hashem L'Kechem Emes, rather to go over Ani Hashem L'Kechem, because Emes is not part of Kriyat Shema, which is a choyra pella, because it doesn't seem to be the maskonas ha-poiskim, but the Asad Moshoinim, which is mashmal of that. In the mice though, and for that reason there's lots of different machlokas in here which I'm not going to go into because it's very technical of exactly how to finish off, But the mice, the meaning I think is like the Maram al-Shakar that says the first MS, Ani Hashem L'Kechem MS, that MS counts for Kriya Shema, and then Hashem L'Kechem again counts for Kriya Shema, and the second time you say MS, no, it wouldn't work that way. Something like this, the Maram al-Shakar says, the second time you say MS, that's part of MS Yatziv. In other words, one time you're looking at the Emes as Hashem L'Kechem Emes, as part of Kriyashma, and one time you're looking at it as part of Emes V'yatzim. What you're saying is, I'm sorry, that the Sfaradim, the whole shul says together with the Chazan, instead of just being Yotzer from the Chazan, says together with the Chazan, Hashem L'Kechem Emes. That's right. The Ramah himself says if you want to do that, then you can, but it's not necessary you're able to listen to the Chazan. So yes, there are different hogim whether you say together with the Chazan or not. Yeah. One of the interesting questions that comes in is there is a din of Shema Shema M'Shatkin Oisoi. If you say Shema twice, so we silence you. You're not allowed to say Shema twice. I think what we'll discuss is that if you say Shema Shema Yisrael, is that the issue? Or you say the whole parasha twice, and the Maisa, both ways you're supposed to avoid. It's Machloikas, the Rishonim, both ways you're supposed to avoid. I'll just tell you an interesting question that came up to me once, that I realised once that there's a Chorin issue. When I go put my children to sleep, so I say with them Shema, Kriyashma Shalamita, I say with them Shema before they go to sleep. And so I go to one bedroom and say Shema, and then right afterwards go to the second bedroom with other children and say with them Shema again. And suddenly I realise I have a problem of Oim Shema Shema Mashatkin Oisai. You're not allowed to say Shema twice, right? So similarly, huh?
No, you're
not
saying
for yourself.
Say together in one. Two different rooms, two different times.
In your chinuch. Yeah, I felt I wasn't. Finally, I woke people up. Yeah, no, in a chinami. I hear the svara. Not that also. Huh?
Sorry, only if you say it together in once.
I'm saying it. You mean each word? So now there's two shittas. There's two shittas and a maisa.
Yeah.
I don't. The noise isn't clear for me now. The maisa is Shulman Aruch. It says both ways you're supposed to avoid. Side to say Shema Shema, and side to say Shema Yisrael Shem Kineshem Kol Shema Yisrael Shem. Or even the whole parasha, Any repeat of Shema, you're supposed to avoid lechetchila v'chol pachas. So Mela, episode Shaila goes into, which one has to look into, maybe, a shame for another time. So also over here, people are meir, how can you say Hashem Etech Mebes, Hashem Etech Mebes? It's not a problem of going over Shema.
What do you say when the day is late,
Yeah, so you say you want to have the davin is late, so you say Kiddush before.
Ah, no, with a with a.
And then you say later.
No, no, you're allowed to say Shabbat twice. I mean, without a gap in between.
Huh?
Without a gap, I go one, and right when I finish, I go to the other one.
You went to the room, is it?
Yeah, the rooms are very close to each other. So yeah. Yeah, in a there's what to be done. Yeah, okay. So I'll move on. We just have a couple of minutes. I'll move on briefly to a little bit the sugya of Hefstuk, of making a Hefstuk in the middle of Kriya Shema. Maybe we'll discuss specifically the Haboich Rabbis Shalvi Ava. The Rameh said that there's an Amen by Haboich after Haboich Rabbis Shalvi Ava. If you hear the Chazan, you should say Amen. Yeah? And the truth is that's the Shitta Sarosh, you should say Amen. And the Beis Yosef in Simon Nuntes brings, and it's also a Pasha, this is other Rishayna Macholik, Rabbi Yehuda brings the Rameh, again, I think the Stira, and the Ramban, that say that you shouldn't say Amen because you're making a Hefstuk between the Bracha and Kriya Shema. Baruch Hashem Yisrael B'Av is a Bracha on Kriya Shema, and generally you're not allowed to make a Hefstuk. Generally you're not allowed to make a Hefstuk between a Bracha and a Mitzvah. And Mamel over here, how can you say Amen, a Hefstuk between the Bracha and the Kriya Shema? That's what he says. So the Beis Yosef seems to say that it's totally on a different machloikus. And that is, how is one to understand the brachas of Kriya Shema? How is one to understand the brachas of Kriya Shema? Are the brachas of Kriya Shema like a regular birchas mitzvahs? In other words, it's a brach on the Kriya Shema? Or is it separate din, a separate akona? Huh?
On Yotzei
Ma'ariyos,
you say Amen.
On Yotzei Ma'ariyos, you say Amen. Right, so first of all, there are those that Paskin should say on Yotzei Ma'ariyos, also not Amen. For the same reason, because they say they shouldn't be hesitant in either bracha to Kriya Shema, which is a big chiddush. But on Yom Tov, you do say Amen. It comes to Rabbi Shlomi Ava, since it's directly for Kriya Shema, there is a way to understand it that that's a bracha on Kriya Shema. So essentially, there's two ways to understand the Birkas Kriya Shema. Are the Birkas Kriya Shema a separate takana? We love repasim, shavuim, and alticha. We have to make every day seven brachas, and they put them next to Kriya Shema for some reason. We have to find the reason. Or is the brachas of Kriya Shema like a bracha on Kriya Shema? Yeah, it's very interesting. In the very first siman in Rosh, in the beginning of Brachos, he brings, he discusses there about davening if you daven Ma'ariv early and you do Kriya Shema early, right? So what about how you eat Kriya Shema? So the Rashi says that you eat with Kriya Shema Shalom Mito. So the Shailas is no Brachos. So the Rosh brings the Shittas from Amram that when you say Kriya Shema Shalom Mito before Kriya Shema, you should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu L'Kriya Shema. Yeah, Nusach HaBracha, because he understands that the Baruch Rabbi Yisrael B'Ava is a Bracha on Kriya Shema. And when you don't have it, it also serves as a Bracha on Kriya Shema. When you don't have it, so then you have to replace it with a Birchas Kriya Shema. Because why should Kriya Shema be different than all the other mitzvahs? It doesn't get a Bracha. Every mitzvah has a Bracha. Kriya Shema doesn't have a Bracha. So he says you make a Bracha. Obviously, we don't paskin like that. But either way, there are these two ways to understand how to look at the Birchas Kriya Shema. And for that reason, there's a machloikas where they're able to say Amen. If the Brachan Kriya Shema is like a Bracha on a mitzvah, then you can't say Amen between a Baruch Hashem Yisrael B'Ava and Kriya Shema. If, however, the Brachan Kriya Shema is like a Bracha, it's a separate set of Brachas. Like the Choyer we paskin, the proof we paskin like that, is because if we say Kriya Shema, let's say you're going to daven after this man Kriya Shema, if you daven after this man Kriya Shema, then you still have to, so you say Kriya Shema early. But you still say the brachas when you're davening. Why? Because the brachas are separate. I can't say the brachas. Same thing at night. You see, if you say Kriya Shema late, you still say the brachas with Ma'ariv. It's a separate takana. It's a separate takana. So if we understand like that, so then l'choira it's okay to say an amen. And that's l'choira why the ikra din is we say amen. However, l'chitchila the Ramah says to finish the bracha together with the chazan. Sorry, the Ramah doesn't say that, but that is the achra of many of the poskim. To finish the bracha together with the chazan, in order not to avoid the shaila of saying amen, whether or not to say amen, which would be told in machlokes. It's interesting. Matan Yom Tov says, "What changed? What's the tzad to say Keil Melech Nemon or Hashem Lechem Emes?" In other words, when you read the Zohar, it bothers. What makes you change? In other words, it's tzad like this or that. What's the svar lekan, svar lekan? So he says it's told in this machlokes. So we'll be kasha the first thing. If you say that the brachas of Kriya Shema are literally a bracha on Kriya Shema, so then you can't make a hefsuk. And therefore you can't put in Keil Melech Nemon. And then it would be better to do Hashem Lekechem Emes at the end. If on the other hand you say that we paskin, that the brachas of Kriya Shema are separate in it's not a bracha on Kriya Shema, so then the choira, the better way would be to put in Keil Melech Nemon. And he's taken noita to put in Keil Melech Nemon rather than Hashem Lekechem Emes. He says if the minig's not like that, then the minig has to rely on the stuff of the Zohar. But, okay.